financial year.
1st of April.
So really, effectively, once you, after the mayoral elections, it will properly get going. Mm. So that, you know, will be of some help. But they are a very frustrating body to deal with, and I think we're still working on our manifesto, but we will certainly be looking to have some clear things in there on how we think TfL can be held more to account, not just by politicians and so on, but actually by, you know, Oyster card holders, passengers, residents and so on.
Can I just inform probably everybody what is planned by way of cycle rack provision? Because I suspect most people, and probably you don't know this, you've heard there's no cycle racks on the frontage of King's Cross Station. None at all. At the moment, the major provision is in the NCP car park, which I showed you up by Goods Way. That's a long way from all of the stations, and those racks are always full. And how many other 100 Sheffield stands on the first floor of that car park?
Something
which
like
will
that.
Accommodate 200 bicycles, yeah. But they're pretty damn full. It's not like Marylebone Station, for example. So what have we got coming? In the outline planning consent granted in 2006, TfL took a commitment that it would provide a bicycle facility in the base of the building next to the Stanley Building, which is just beyond the German gym, mm-hmm. where the BNP Paribas building site I showed you, there was destined to be a cycle facility there for something like 800 bikes, a retail shop and a maintenance workshop. TfL, about 3 months ago, said, don't want to do it anymore, pulled out. Now, Argent, because Argent are the developers, are very, very keen on cycling and knew that some of us would bite their bum if this went up in smoke, did work fairly constructively, and what we've got is that the money that the National Health Service Primary Care Trust is going to have to pay to default out of the walk-in health centre is going to be applied such that that facility will still be built. It will be smaller, it will probably have nearer 400 bike capability, it will still have a retail shop, but it will be a paid facility, rather like the one operated by On Your Bike underneath
London Bridge.
And it'll be a couple of quid. It'll be secure, you'll get an Oyster card. So that's nice that your bike will be safe. But there's plenty of people like me who pop down to buy a railway ticket or to meet somebody. And you want to be in King's Cross or St Pancras for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay £2. Now, aside from that, there is no formal provision whatsoever. We've got about 5 railway stations there. We're going to have the new facility of the town hall extension. The library's moving up there. 2 swimming pools. All the people who are coming into all central services in Camden will go into that building.
Yeah.
Now, as a short-term measure, we may have succeeded in persuading Argent to put some racks up that very nice avenue that we've walked up. But what they're worried about is they put them in, they will be absolutely castrated when they take them out. And I think they have a point about that. But cycling provision in the area, the answer coming back from TfL is, oh, but we're going to put in Barclay bikes here, there and everywhere. Us cyclists use our own bikes. We're not going to substitute with those. So I hope that's helpful to everybody, that we've got a chronic shortage. And by the way, there's not many railings, and those ones, as Hugh is alluding, are largely being taken out by TfL, and that's to be welcomed. But some cyclists think, but oh, there's bike racks. We're bragging about taking, building a couple of hundred new bike stands in the borough, but we're probably taking away more capacity than that on railings. So that's my contribution on the